in marine science.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Oh no, I'm just sorry. Are we hearing that? I love my intro song because it always wants me to dance, and I appreciate that. This is Deandra Carter. You're tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9. This is the happy hour. I hope you can hear the joy in my face. You know why I'm happy? Because all of y'all's people came out to the Long Islanders Association to our South Out this morning. So your girl been up from before 6 o'clock in the morning. And we had so many persons come out. We truly appreciate your support. The Long Islanders Association, yes, we do facilitate regatta, but it's not just about regatta. We actually help with the outreach of our community on Long Island. So by supporting the Long Islanders Association, you're also supporting the community of Long Island. So we appreciate you that you came out. Now, if you missed out, on that stew conch, that stew fish, which is grouper, and yes, we got the permission from agriculture, so don't come for me. We also had mutton souse, chicken souse, and sheep tongue souse. If you miss out on that, you just got to wait till the next one. I'm sorry. But we could be out there on the park or on Bailey. That's the 2nd of May. And we got our mutton out there. Y'all need to follow us on our pages so you can keep up as to what's going on. Speaking about what's going on, we have quite a few things. I hope that y'all went to the Horticultural Society. They had their annual plant sale, or their quarterly plant sale. They had that this morning. I hope you took some time to go out to the retreat. That's where they held it. The Humane Society also had their Valentine's jewelry sale. That happened this morning. And again, we try to share all of these things, so make sure to stay tuned to our pages. I hope y'all know that we have Lent coming up. And so in that way, Shrove Tuesday Bash is happening on Tuesday, the 17th of February. That's at the historic St. Agnes right there on Blue Hill Road. As we all know, I'm a good St. Agnes girl. So the Shrove Tuesday, as we all know, is a historic holiday. We don't celebrate it as a holiday here in the Bahamas. But before Lent starts, historically, the practice was to get rid of everything in your household that was fatty. So that was your butter and your milk and all that good stuff so that you can live very simplistically for 40 days and 40 nights. And so one of the ways to get rid of all those fatty things was to create pancakes of all things. Don't ask me why they chose these things. I'm only telling you what the people said. So the Anglican Church to this day celebrates Shrove Tuesday by making pancakes. Now, some churches do it with chicken, so like chicken and waffles and stuff like that. So that's what St. Agnes is doing. So that's going to be at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the 17th of February. It'll be in the schoolroom. Do not go to the church. It's going to be behind the church, that big gray building. Yeah, that's our schoolroom. Yes, we used to have a school on property. Also happening, and this is for ladies looking for something to do, Toastmasters Club 1600, they are having their ladies' night. Their theme is unforgettable. If you've ever gone to one of their ladies' nights, you know you need to get there early to catch a seat. And also, it's just going to be an amazing time. Also happening, there are a lot of things going to be happening later on this month. The Dundas Ring Play Productions is starting up a new play, The Runner Stumbles. The box office is already open. You want to get your tickets for performance dates. That's between the 19th and the 21st. And then again, from the 26th to the 28th, happening at the Philip Burroughs Black Box Theater. So you want to try and support them. Other things that are happening, we had shared this last week at ICE, and no, not the folks up north. We're talking about the Art Incubator. That's right there on Soldier Road, I think it is. You want to check them out. They're going to have an what they call a vision board and love language art therapy workshop. So their first one is tomorrow, and that's going to be the vision board session from 2 to 5. And then Sunday, the 15th of February, is the love language session. So you're going to be learning how to journal and paint in order to discover the language your heart speaks. So these are therapy sessions by an artist who has a background in psychology. And you can reach out to her at 267-250-0109. Also happening next weekend is Mardi Gras at St. John's College. They're starting at noon, so mark your calendar so you can pop over there to support. This is a very far out one, but the Red Cross is having their annual fair, and they're taking it to Government House. That's happening on the 28th of March, so mark your calendars from now. I want to give a special shout out to the folks over there at Bahamas National Trust for having me for their native plants and bush tea workshops. I can finally say that I have been formally trained in how to make camalamy leaf and camalamy bark tea. Now, don't ask me to make it for you because I know how strong it could be. I'm from Long Island, my hand heavy, and I may think I need to add some to it. But anywho, those are the newest events that I have for our things to do. As always, stay tuned to the pages. Now, for those of you waiting for this week's edition on what we will be doing in our 2026 accountability, I do have a longer session that I want to focus on. This is the February Trust Challenge, but it's going to take us some time to get through there. So I will factor that in on a later show, and then we'll take that into March. What I want to do, you know, I love y'all when y'all send me messages while I'm on air. Hello to my bestest godmother. I have to add, and I love you so much. So Magnus is also having a Valentine's Day event this Friday, and it is by the Discovery Ministry. They are promoting this event. You can still get your tickets. You can contact the church office to get those, or you can ask me, and I'll make sure you got a ticket. But they also sell out very quickly, so you want to get those tickets. So that actually happens on Friday evening. Listen, if you ever want a five-star dining experience, please come. Get your tickets. They also have a live saxophonist. At least they had the last time I was there. They also have prizes throughout the night. It is a very beautifully well-done event, and it's $50 or less. So you want to check that out, and you can go by yourself because I'll be going by myself, or you can go with a significant other, but the point is you want to get your tickets. And I hope that that satisfied my beloved godmother, who is scolding me for mentioning every other event but hers. I still love you. So what we're going to do today for the 2026 Making It Better is we're going to go over 42 goals for February. And these are pretty quick goals. They are categorized. So stay with me and I will publish these. Health and fitness. Move your body for 20 minutes. Create a bare minimum workout. Drink water before coffee. Stretch your shoulders and jaw. Eat one meal that fuels you. Go to bed earlier, twice a week. For career and work, choose one main goal. Protect time for deep work. Ship something imperfect. Clear your workspace and work at a set time. Make a not doing list. Boundaries, people, we're still talking about that. For personal development, decide who you're becoming. Journal at least 3 times this week. Read or listen 4 tenets. Anchor a simple routine. Track your daily proof. Replace should with choose. For relationships, have one unrushed conversation. And the good Lord knows, with everything that's happening, we tend to be very quick. So try to have one unrushed conversation. Say thank you out loud. And I think we can all use help with that, because sometimes we may not cheer on persons who are doing something for themselves, for somebody else, and we never know how far that one word of kindness can take you. Set one clear boundary. Plan an easy connection. Put the phone down. I'm trying to give up social media for Lent. I don't know how it could work, but putting the phone down is a hard one. Choose curiosity over assumption. My Lord. I think we all need that, especially in our behavior society. especially with elections coming up. But that's more than plan talk. I can wait till Monday. Mental health. Schedule one real rest day. Create a daily no phone window. Name your emotions. Mute one comparison trigger. Do one thing just for joy. Slow down on purpose. For your community and life, and this is your last bucket, ask for support. Spend time with safe people. Participate instead of isolate. Declutter one draining space. Do one brave, aligned thing. And finally, reflect weekly. What mattered? I hope your 2026 has been off to a great start and that you've been doing fabulous things for yourself and for others. And there's always room for improvement, but remember to give yourself grace. Grace as we continue to move through life. Grace as we continue to do what we can for ourselves and others. And remember, we can be the change that we want to see in our lives and the lives around us. So take it easy this week. I hope you will have a good one. And with that being said, y'all, I got celebrities in the studio. Oh. I have people who y'all have probably seen in your social media feeds, especially if y'all are fitness people. But guess what? They have so many different hats. This is our couple. They have been doing, listen, these people that inspire me, we work out together. Let me let y'all know. And when I tell y'all, they just be moving some weight around and they make it look so easy. I don't get it. But outside of that, they're brand ambassadors for the Fitness Connection. Shout out to the Fitness Connection because y'all helped me find my my weightlifting belt for the big girl stem and whatnot. So me and D'Amico have a serious conversation about y'all making sure that the big girl stem, y'all take care of us. But outside of fitness, they have shown me just through how I follow them on socials and how they speak, because they pray warriors too. I might as well tell y'all that. They are great examples of what young love looks like. They are a married couple. They are under the age of 40. They are so in sync with each other. And I'm like, I need to talk with these people during the month of February. I need us to talk with them so that we could learn some things from them. Because I know sometimes it looks easy, but making relationships and connection work can be hard. And it's the foundation that we lay down that prepares us for the long term. And I don't talk, some of y'all out there, y'all been telling me what y'all been going through, right? I'm not a therapist. I'm a good listener. I have some good advice. Sometimes I don't listen to it, but you know, I could give it out. But at the same time, right, it's good for us to look at others and learn and not also to assume, to hear about the challenges, but also to hear about what can we do better. Because some of y'all be telling me that some things inside the dating pool or whatnot like that, like I need some help. But sometimes things find you when you're not looking. So they say sometimes you got to do the work inside. So joining me in the studio are the Hudsons. Hey. We have Tajaro and Kayshanique here in studio. Now, I told y'all they wear a couple different hats, right? So I want to call the wrong hat first, because you know, I think the first one could be husband and wife, you know, hey, children of God, you know. But I want them to tell you who they are, because they do a lot, and they balance it so very well that I believe that we can all learn something from them. So welcome to the Happy Hour. We're so happy to have you here. So tell us, who are you?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for all your kind words, first of all.
Yes.
We're not celebrities, guys. We're just Kayshan Jaro, you know. But I never had to summarize who we are as a couple. So that's interesting. Let me try. Correct me if I'm wrong, all right?
Go ahead.
So Kayshan Jaro, we are a married couple, obviously, Christians, right? So we believe that Jesus died for our sins. And so we are saved and sanctified, all that type of stuff. Who else are we? We are Fitness Connection ambassadors, yes. We're not social media influencers yet, but people label us as that. But
y'all heard that yet, right?
But we're getting there. We also play an active role in our church, which is Mount Tabor. So shout out to Mount Tabor. You know, we are part of the marriage ministry there, the welcome ministry, and some other stuff there as well. We are part of the Breakfast Club.
Hey, shout out
to Breakfast Club at MacFit, and shout out to Kayshan for that, because she's the one who really helps us to get to keep healthy. So for those of you who don't know, that's a 5 a.m. boot camp that we go to out there at MacFit East. So shout out to them if they're listening. But yeah, I think the most important thing is that we are children of God, and that we try to live a life and a marriage that's pleasing unto Him, and try to be a light to other people, single and people who are in relationships, to just guide them to Christ and just people often tell us, oh, there's hope. Yes, there is hope. You don't have to fail at your relationship or your marriage. And so that's one of the main things that we do. Did I miss anything out?
Keish. We are family people. We love our families. I love my nieces at home, my parents. So, yeah, we're really big on family. Spend lots of time with our family. So they are a very important part of our lives as well. But other than that, no.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right.
I want you all to, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I can't stop smiling because
oh, Lord.
It's just a beautiful example of non-toxic behavior. I love that. And the fact that I am still so stunned about this shows just how traumatized.
We as a society have a long way to go.
Listen, no, that part right there, because even within that conversation, that introduction, we saw and we heard consent. We heard the two of them working together. We heard the compatibility going on. And y'all aren't even aware of how many examples of goodness that y'all gave just now. Like,
just be talking. Just reviving.
So I guess what we can start off with, and I haven't got too much inside your business, but I feel like we need to talk about this just a bit, right?
Okay.
How y'all found each other? Let's talk. Where did it start?
So, you know, they say it's a story. I have a story. She have a story. And the truth in the middle. But since I kicked it off, I can let Keish tell her story first. And then I'll correct when she's wrong.
Correct.
And she's wrong. No, but you go ahead.
So, we actually went to the same high school. We're going to take it all the way back.
Mention high school.
I guess I have to. We're going to take it all the way back to St. Augustine's College.
Shout out to the Sockers, the Big Red Machine.
All right, continue. Not too much. I only went there for 2 years. So we like kind of knew each other in passing, but never really talked or anything like that. But it wasn't until we were going off to the same university that he slid in my DMs on Facebook.
Pause.
Oh.
Because sliding DMs normally means intent.
Uh-huh.
It was platonically.
Yes.
So I walked in. I didn't slide.
Okay. You tiptoed in.
He took a few steps. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and he just was like, hey, do you remember me? I see that we're going to the same college because we joined like the international student group on Facebook.
Which school was that?
University of Central Arkansas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we kind of just talked a little bit just to have a familiar face when we got there.
Right.
And then once we got there, we just kind of like became best friends instantly. It was just like automatic. We spent, and especially because the international students get there a little bit before classes start.
Right.
So there was nothing else to do but like kind of meet people and get to know each other. So that's what we did. And then as time passed, you know, we just started to spend more time together. And, you know, he started to look at me in a certain type of way. And I was like, why is he looking at me like that? But, yeah, as time passed, we kind of just realized, like, there was a little bit more going on there. And so he finally decided to ask if we would want to move our friendship from just a friendship into the dating phase.
Uh-huh.
And this was a little bit after freshman year. So, like, all through freshman year, it was kind of like a... we're feeling each other, but we're not going to say anything. Like, we're just going to keep it platonic.
Right.
And then after freshman year, when we were coming back home for the summer, he was like, hey, do you want to go on a date?
It sounds like y'all, I don't know if y'all hear this right, but it sounds like he's trying to lock her down before she come home and find something.
Yeah, that's really what it was. That's what I think.
But we hand out.
And so we started dating that summer, and before we came back to university for... our sophomore year, we were together, and we've been together ever since.
Oh, that is so lovely. Now, y'all remember, he say he got a crack or he got to tell his surgeon. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jaro, did she, what she said true?
What she said was true. She didn't hyperbolize or exaggerate. What's the word? Exacerbate? She didn't run out.
Right. Bahamian used it for me. Uh-huh.
Yeah. She didn't run out. Only thing I'd add is that like, we both were playing ignorant to the fact that we liked each other.
Right.
Like, literally, our friend, her best friend, had to coerce her to get to admit that she liked me.
Right.
And my roommate at the time had to drop a seed in my mind, plant a seed, and was like, you think you like her? And I was like, nah, I don't like her. And then that night, he was like, if I give the story, it was like 3 a.m. And we were up on the phone. I don't know why. We got class the next day.
Right.
So he was like, bro, when we hung up, he was like, bro, you know you like her, right? And I was like, I do not like her. And he was like, bro, it's 3 a.m. and you want FaceTime with her. You like her. And I was like, nah.
And probably just left each other's presence a few hours ago.
Probably. But yeah, so that's the only thing I wanted to add. It's just that we did, like, we did really pretend like we didn't like each other. We were just friends. And our friends was like, nah, y'all ain't friends. And then, yeah.
Boy, listen, hold on, man. I guess, because y'all know I try to catch little photos and clips, right? So I know I get in trouble with this next one. I could turn the off for 2 minutes. So what you're describing is exactly what I had to tell one of my best friends recently. Because as friends, we can see it.
Mm-hmm.
We can definitely see it, mm-hmm. right? But y'all just can't see it in the time, right? And I'm like, I was just waiting. I was like, you know you like this person, right?
Yeah.
You know you like. And I was like, nah. Right? I look at the other best friend. I was like, you see what I see? Mm-hmm. They don't see what we see, though. Okay, let's see how long it could take.
That's literally how our friends were.
Right? And then when it came up, best friend comes up. I think I like them, you know.
We been in hot though.
Yeah, that's true. That's how it went for you. Yeah.
But so then that leads me to another question, right? Because you all are, you're married now.
Yes.
Right. How long have you been married for the folks listening in?
3 years. Mm-hmm. November 5th, 2025 made 3 years. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So happy belated anniversary.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
But, you know, persons also say that some of the strongest relationships come out of friendships.
Yes.
Right? So what advice, perhaps we can start there. What advice would you give to folks that are looking for relationships who may, I don't know, see a little something inside a friend, maybe, mm-hmm. that they may want to explore? What would we say?
We are strong proponents of the fact that, yes, I believe that some of the best relationships come from those friendships. And I believe that a strong friendship is a great foundation for any relationship or marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always tell my friends, my peers, like, even if I see a pretty girl, or if you see a pretty, not me, I have my pretty girl. So even if
he's saying, hypothetically over there, not him, someone else.
Yes. Okay, so if you see a pretty girl out there, don't just talk to her with the intent of trying to get a number or trying to date her. Like, talk to her with trying to get to know her, befriend her. Like, mm-hmm. take her to mini-golf, you know, go. Don't just jump to I'm trying to talk to you, I'm trying to slide, you're trying to whatever.
Right.
Like, take your time, like, get to know on a personal level. Mm-hmm. And then you may realize, as a friend, this girl don't believe in Jesus. And you realize, okay, we could be friends, but I can't marry you. Because, like, when you focus on that friendship first, you learn so much about someone else. So,
right. In a safe space.
In a safe space, because it's no, when I try to talk to Keish, as in, I'm trying to like you, I presented my best self to you.
Right.
But as a friend, you see in me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you approach that girl or that guy as just a friend, you mm-hmm. seeing everything of him or her. You don't ain't no right. filter. It's just friend.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And you get to choose. You get to say, okay, I like that. No, I like that. Yeah, this ain't gonna work. Or yeah, I like all that. Let's try. See if we can take that further. If they feeling you too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah, definitely the advice I would give is to take it slow. If mm-hmm. you see a pretty girl, see a handsome guy, try and befriend them before. You may still like them, you know, and feelings may still be there. But try your best to just focus on that friendship first.
Right.
Before you get to anything past platonicness. Oh, that's a word, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I feel like I got to go to Keish on this one right here,
go ahead,
right? The thing is, I ain't gonna lie. Like, my personal experience, mm-hmm. and it's just me. I don't know if other women just go through this, but for much all of some, y'all just go through the same thing. But y'all can just, you have a lot of people who just be like, yeah, I want to be a friend. But uh-huh. they ain't seriously just want to be a friend.
Yeah.
They're trying to jump ahead a couple steps, mm-hmm. right? So what do you do in those circumstances to be like, to keep your boundaries?
Yeah.
And say, no, let's be friend, like, honest to God friends, mm-hmm. before we even try any of that.
Yeah. I think it's just very important to have that clear communication up front.
Right.
I think a lot of times we kind of just live in the gray, and that's where we run into problems. So be upfront about what your boundaries are with that person. Okay, we can be friends. These are the things that friends do. These are things that friends do not do. I don't do these things with my friends.
Right.
And so then that person understands off bat. This is what she's willing to do. This is what she's not willing to do. And as the woman in the situation, if you see that, okay, I've already communicated my boundaries and this person is not respecting those boundaries, it kind of gives you an indication of the type of person they are in general. Like, do we really want to move out of the friendship stage if they can't even respect boundaries here?
There you go. I hope you all live. What she's saying. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, you can call into the show, and those numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can also text us at 422-4796. Don't forget that those of you on the Family Islands, hi, mommy, 300-5720 is your call number. So if you want to join the conversation, you can do that. You can send us messages. And when you listen to this on the rerun, let me know in the comments. Thanks much. Now, you said something very important just now about those boundaries, mm-hmm. and expressing those. We live in a block and delete society, mm-hmm. but we also live in a very small society, yeah. right? So what happens, or, you know, inside, you're part of the marriage ministry, you're part of the dating ministry. How do you make sure that those connections are still cordial when you, he may be into you, she may be into you, mm-hmm. and you just, you ain't feeling it?
That's a good one.
Honestly, like you said, it's about being upfront and being clear and knowing when to cut it off. Like, even if we're in church, it don't matter what environment it is. Mm-hmm. If I set this boundary and I say, hey, young lady, hey, woman of God, I am married, right? And so I know we have to work in this space together, but I don't appreciate the fact that you keep coming up to me like this. Can we, right. you know, let's stop. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to cut you off or nothing, but just... stop, you're crossing the line. And if you continue to try to cross that line, it ain't going to be solid. And so sometimes in church, we try to save feelings sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or we try to, like, you know, but you have to be real. Like, no, like if you keep crossing this boundary, I'm going to remove myself from this situation here.
Right.
Whether that's I got to come off the board or whether that's I just can't talk to you no more. Even if we have a group setting, like me and you ain't talking. Mm-hmm. Even if Kate's there, me and you ain't talking. So right. stuff like that. So just being intentional and just standing on, because people can test your limits. So you have to really mean business.
Oh, trust me. I got a story about that.
I'm sure. Okay,
I got a story about that because there was an individual mm-hmm. who didn't understand no very easily, uh-huh. right? And said individual followed me to my church because most people know where I go to church.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Said individual is a bit taller, a bit heavier and whatnot like that. So, you know, it's kind of a scary thing when said individual did not wish to accept no. Or whatnot. But I found out, you know, after some of my older church friends saw what was going on, mm-hmm. making me uncomfortable from pews away, the older church ladies came to my defense.
There you go. There
and
you
when
go.
I tell you that after the fifth one said, why are you bothering this girl? I never saw that person back in my church.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the mothers.
Listen, boy, when I tell you, and they was like, yeah, no, we's be looking out for you. We's mm-hmm. be making sure things is things. So it goes back to, and you mentioned it, having that community, having that support, because mm-hmm. I feel as though too, as younger persons navigating society, it's important to surround ourselves with people who follow the same ideals to Absolutely. Support us on that pathway that we are on. Mm-hmm. So that's my next question for you all. Who have you surrounded yourself with? You may know you're involved with church. You have a fantastic fitness family. And I'm not only saying that because I'm also a member of the Breakfast Club. But also, how have you navigated life as a couple mm-hmm. in a healthy way with all of the different types of people around you?
I think one thing is, even being a married couple, we are still individuals. So we still... understand what's important to us. And
I was waiting for me all to come up with that one.
Mm-hmm. What relationships are important to us. Like, of course, getting married, you become one. So a lot mm-hmm. of times, his friends became my friends became his friends. So we would do kind of like group hangouts. Our families mesh together where we are spending time with our families. And then we also have those people around us who, one, have seen us develop from friendships to marriage, where they can understand how important it is to us to stay married and to build a strong relationship. And they're also supporting us and rooting for us. And then they're kind of coming along too. Like, we, all of our friends have started to get married and everything like that. So it's not just like, you know, we're the one married couple in the group. We now have married couple friends that we can talk to and have community with. And then, of course, we have our parents and other older married couples around us that can also give us advice, because it's very important to know that you don't know everything, especially as a young married couple. There are a lot of things that kind of start popping up that you weren't really mentally prepared for, and you need to seek counsel, but you seek counsel from the right place. You're not going to seek counsel from people that don't value relationship, or you've never seen them respect their relationship
oh,
to give you advice on yours. You go to those people that you know will give you sound advice and are rooting for you to succeed.
Yeah. And if I could just add on a little bit there, of course, you know, that was great. But just to add another perspective, sometimes it's very difficult to find people, especially our age, in that same lane and who have the same values and goals when it comes to marriage. For a long time, when Kayshanique and I were dating in college, yeah. I was the only one out of my friend groups who had a girl, a girlfriend.
So that was their focus.
Everybody else was trying to, you know, do what they're trying to do. I ain't throw them under the bus. But I was the only one who had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So it was tough for me a lot of times because I didn't have that community of guys who also had girls who understood when I said, babe, I chilling with Cage tonight. I ain't coming to the party. Oh, Jaro, man. You see what I'm saying? Like, and that was a real issue for us. Well, for me, not really for her. But
my girl was like, either you do it or you don't. I mean,
that's what I but what I will say is I want to harp on the fact that what Cage talked about is having that wisdom from older people.
Right.
My mother-in-law, her mother, is very vocal about giving her assistance and guidance if you ask.
Right.
And sometimes if you don't ask, she'll give it to you, right? And so I learned so much. I'm sure Keisha has too, but me personally, I've learned so much about marriage and relationships from conversations with her, about what worked well with her and her husband, what didn't go so well. And then just sometimes just watching.
Right.
Like my parents, I learned a lot from my parents just by watching them. Yeah. I always tell people, my dad may not have spoken that much to me directly about marriage, but the way he treated my mom told me what to do and what not to do. I never saw him lay a hand on her. I never saw their arguments. I never saw them disagree in front of us. So it's like they were one, and they taught me without ever having to teach me vocally about marriage.
Look at that.
So, yeah. So it's, I just wanted to like hop on that a little bit more.
Gotcha.
Take advantage of the wisdom that surrounds you.
Love that. And we have a phone call. Hello. And welcome to the happy hour.
Hello, good afternoon.
How you do?
I guess I'm okay. What inspired me to call it? I think one of y'all said that, and if you go to know somebody and you get to find out that they don't know Jesus, then you get mixed up with them. What's wrong with someone not knowing Jesus but knowing God?
Now, I want to feel like you're going to get spiritual and deep on this, so expand on it for a minute. Let me see if this is a happy hour question or a morning blend question.
No, this is a conscious question because I hear this relationship talk about getting married, and the best one to get married to is someone, your best friend or something like that.
Right.
So, but I feel like in life, I mean, like, the best thing in life for anyone, better than even marriage, to knowing somebody else, is to know yourself.
Right.
And I find that in life, the majority of people, they go to their grave looking for people, trying to find the right one. But they ain't know themselves. That's the problem. When you don't know yourself, you know what happens? You give yourself away to anything, anybody.
Right.
Honestly, you know, and it's like, when things don't really go the way they're supposed to go, say, well, you get sick. You rush and give yourself away to anybody because you don't like pain. You're scared of yourself, you know. In life, I don't care which relationship you look for. There'll never be as good as the relationship of one person knowing oneself and knowing what they stand for, who they could be around, what their principles are. You know, it's like, that's the beauty of life. Not to say that you got a partner hitching along who pretending like all is God. And then, you know, when you turn your back, there's something else, you know. The beauty of life, no oneself. It's worth its weight in gold.
That's powerful, and we thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Great. I just want to tack on a little bit at the end of that, too, because, you know, we all have our individual experiences, and I don't want to put words in my guest's mouth, but it's also, you know, sharing the same religion could be very helpful inside a relationship as well, because when we're talking about in yourself, it's about knowing your ideals. It's about knowing who you are and then knowing if that can mesh well with another person that you're trying to build that life with. So I completely agree with you. Knowing yourself is important. And I think our guests, literally the Hudsons individually and collectively, said that, you know, it's about who they are individually before they came together. And even after they're together, they have their individual identity. So knowing yourself is incredibly important. But I will also say that, you know, also as a believer, it can be difficult if you try to yoke. The Bible literally tells us that you should not be unequally yoked. So for our faith, it is important. We've been told by the person who we, the entity that we follow, that that is not the best way to go forward. In other religions, they actually a little bit more harsh in how they word that. So I think it just depends on what you practice. And again, this is my personal opinion. But also, again, if you're trying to bring life into the world, which is what the ultimate, one of the ultimate results of a relationship could be, you don't want to confuse that child if you are a person of spiritual or religious faith. So there are many different factors. And I'm not saying that you cannot blend religions, because some people do that. But it really depends on who you are. So it goes back to your point, caller, about that individual behavior, which you agree to collectively. But I personally, the person got to be Christian. In fact, I've learned that I think I need an iron. Look at it.
Get specific with it.
I think so, but I, you know, at least be Christian. But we all are different. We all can deal with different things. But that was almost a happy hour question. It almost became another type of question. But I applaud you for behaving. I like that.
But to piggyback off of what you were saying too, a lot of our foundation is built on our faith and on being Christians.
Yes.
The way that we resolve our arguments or our disagreements,
mm-hmm.
the way that we plan to raise our children,
mm-hmm.
the way that we move in life is rooted in our faith. So it would not make sense for either of us to choose someone that has a different faith than us. Simply because everything that I believe, all the decisions I make, is because I am a Christian. It's informed by my belief in Jesus Christ and God. So,
All right. I'm right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right there with you. So I think another question could be along these lines. You have your individual personalities, obviously. Y'all, I saw Jara the other evening at an event. That was last weekend. When I tell you, because I only see them inside the fitness clothes. My boy was dressed down.
Oh, Lord.
He was dressed down. And then I was looking for Kate. She'd be like, oh, wait, where she is inside that Oscar de la Renta gown? Like, what's going on there, you know? But again, even going out and supporting different events, participating in different hobbies, a lot of persons in relationships tend to forget their individual selves. Mm-hmm. So how do we avoid that in relationships?
Honestly, and this is a full transparent moment, that's something that I had to work on, and I'm still working on.
Mm-hmm.
I think going back to freshman year or sophomore year when we got together, I had to make the decision whether I was going to go. For me, it wasn't a middle ground. It was either I all in with Keish, I was on with my boys. I didn't find that middle ground where I was like balanced between still maintaining my friendships and mm-hmm. locking in my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And just now, honestly, for the past 2 years, and Keish can tell you, one of my New Year's resolutions has been link up with my boys more. Call them more. I have a lot of friends who are in the States. Call them more. When they come home, make intentional time to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
So to transparently answer your question, I'm still working on that.
Okay.
But things that I am doing is by, for example, Super Bowl on Sunday, I'm going to watch Super Bowl with my boy, you know. So it's like just stuff like that. Or 2 weekends ago, my other boy was in town from Miami. We went out to eat. So it's just like being intentional about keeping those relationships. I have another boy. Shout out to Iman. We talked about Iman already.
Yes.
Like just spending time with him and just stuff like that. So it's just about being intentional. And remembering the things that I like to do by myself. I like to watch YouTube. Keish likes to watch Netflix. Initially, I bended to her desire to watch Netflix, and I kind of slowed down watching YouTube.
Right.
So, do watch YouTube. We could be in the same space,
right.
And she be on Netflix, and I'd be watching YouTube.
Right.
So, it's like little things like that, too. That, like I said, I'm still working on a transparent moment, but you have to be intentional about it.
I like these transparent moments, man. You're showing us that it's possible.
Yeah, man. Look, we ain't perfect. One thing we always tell people is, don't look at us and think we perfect. We ain't.
Mm-mm.
We are just trying to get to... just trying to do better.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you could do inside life.
Yeah.
Now, y'all know it's that time of year. It's February. Mm-hmm. We are bombarded commercially, culturally. This is the time to show extra love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not married, right? Mm-hmm. You're not involved with marriage ministry and all that good stuff. I need y'all to give some dating advice. Like, how do you prepare for dating? How do you keep encouraged in this, what they say, the dating pool got doo-doo in it or something like that. You know, like, how do we work on ourselves in order to, you know, be prepared for the relationship that we hope God for us? And then how do we, well, keep positive while in this dating field? Because some persons may have just entered. Some may have been there for years. Mm-hmm. I feel like some flexibility and grace has to be inside there, because no person is perfect, guys. You're not going to find a 10 out of 10 on every checklist, okay? Mm-hmm. But like, what are some tips? And help the people out there, because, boy, I know. I've been told some things. I wonder if I could, let me share one of the tips I was given. Mm-hmm. The man tell me, this is a while back, because when I realized something, y'all ain't into nothing. The man tell me that ain't enough men on this island, in this country. And so, because half must be unmarried or taken, the other set may be into other things or whatnot. So the rest that remain have to service the rest of the women's stem. So, you know, DeAndre, you got to accept that your man can have at least 2, 3, or 4 women. Now, you know, and it was like, you know, the census actually tells you that. I was like, I've studied the census. I mean, I'm the wrong person for you to try and bring the numbers against. Because in every demographic, it's 1 to 1 point something.
Yeah.
Like for every age bracket that's reflected or whatnot. And it was like, oh, for real? I was like, yeah, so where are you getting the information from again?
Yeah.
But, you know, there are some people out there with some strange thoughts, and they allow or try to justify some very strange behaviors. And sweethearting is the number one industry in this country. Y'all need to stop. Okay.
Honestly. I thought it was number one pastime. You say industry.
It gotta be. No, it's industry, because people just be putting so much time and effort and money into these things. Like, y'all ever seen how Facebook now have the anonymous posters?
Yeah.
But hey, listen, some of them groups that people be putting the weirdest things. Like the other day, the woman was putting the side lady was trying to add the wife inside the group.
Oh no.
And trying to say that the wife need to leave the husband so she could have the husband. I was like, Why are we doing this? Like, y'all are stressing me out.
Yeah,
like,
no, I ain't even there. That's too much.
But really, what would you say to persons that are just entering the dating market, have been in the dating market, you know, who are wanting to be seriously involved? And then the back end of that question is, how do they survive this whole Valentine's Day thing? Because the people then started with saying where their singagram is, their flowers and all that stuff. I don't know. Because I think some of it has become a lot... It's performative.
Yeah, for sure. I think the biggest thing is, one, to know yourself and know what you want out of life and out of a partner. But at the same time, I love that you said be a little bit flexible and graceful. Because sometimes we meet people in a stage of life where they have not come into their full self yet. And especially as a woman who is a helpmeet to a man, sometimes we help them get to where they are destined to be. And we are destined to walk alongside them on the journey. Life is a journey. So I think a lot of times we're so focused on meeting people where we want them to be, like this is the end goal and we want to meet them there.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's a journey that you have to walk together. So Tajaro and I met in college. We was both broke. Like we didn't have all of the things that we have now. We didn't have the careers or anything like that. So we grew up together. We kind of pushed each other along on our journeys in the different aspects. So it's important to, one, know what you want and where you want to go and be able to identify the characteristics in a person that can help you get there, but at the same time not expect them to already be there and you kind of just pull you along at the end of the day. And then for those that may not have that yet or may not be in the space where they have someone to do all of the performative things for, do it with your friends. Valentine's Day is about love. You can love your friends. You can love your family members. So, you know, focus on the relationships that you do have and that you do value and show them that you love them too.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Y'all see why I say I admire these people? And I'm going to sound like a sermon just now. I like that.
There you go.
Now, Jaro, you look like you were coming in with something, because we need the male perspective on this.
Yeah. So I'll do the tip first. One thing that I love to tell people who are looking for a partner or a partner's looking for them is, remember scripture says, and yes, let me pause right here.
Uh-huh.
Yes, all of our advice and all of our choices are based on the Bible, the Christian Bible. So, yes, I just leave that right there.
Okay. Jesus.
Yes. So, continue. You want to make friends, you should show yourself friendly. And what I mean by that is, that scripture, I don't know what scripture it is, but it's scripture, right? So, when you go out, you have to think about where you're going, how you're looking, and so on and so forth. For example, a lot of women, and I just say women, they want the man making six figures cleanly, not dealing drugs or whatever, whatever, right?
Important to add that.
Right. But yet, where you are going is not where the men who are making six figures are, right?
And where are they, by the way? I had a young lady. A young lady ask me, where do you find good, clean-cut young men who are going to church, have proper jobs, and into sense?
Nah.
I admit, I was like, you got to go to the business networking things, because outside of that, like, the churches could be empty because most of them are already married or whatnot like that for the most part. But, like, you got to go to where you think those types of persons are going to be. Men inside that age category who are trying to meet that criteria, they're trying to build themselves up. They're trying to build businesses. They're trying to learn new skills and stuff like that. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's my was my answer to what would be yours, because I don't know. You're the man. You know where y'all is be.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that a man who's in a club can't be a six-figure man with a CFO or I'm not trying to say that.
No, definitely but
the,
not.
The likelihood of him being there, it may be slim compared to him being at a Red Cross ball or being at Bahama. I went to the jazz club to celebrate a birthday, mm-hmm. and it was nice. A lot of people of different walks of life were there. Mm-hmm. That's a nice place to go. Just events, if you want to go and you want to join organizations where there are a co-ed, Rotary, Kiwanis,
right.
like go where where you think the man or the woman you want will be, right? Mm-hmm. And when you go there, don't just go in the corner. Actually smile. For my ladies out there, smile. And if a man approaches you, even if you're on this run, nothing wrong with saying, hi, how you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not interested, but thank you. Because he may put you on to someone else who may actually be
right,
you know?
Right.
But if you just come around me, like, I could close that door, burn that bridge.
Right.
So I really want to focus on, you know, showing yourself friendly and putting yourself in the places where the people you want to be with are going to be.
Right.
Don't go in the streets if you're looking for a man who's inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Go in the house. You see what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
With consent. Don't go inside of
people. definitely. And not a married man house. So, or well, my woman house.
Listen, say that
part
again.
Not a married
person
house.
Let's be very clear.
Yeah. But in regards to Valentine's, it's another thing I had to work on. In case you tell you, I got Valentine's wrong for the first maybe like 6 years of our relationship.
What does that mean? Get Valentine's wrong.
Let me explain like that. Okay. So, right. And for context, my dad is one that believes that he doesn't really believe in Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because he says that I show my wife love every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mindset that I had as well.
Right. And I think a lot of persons actually regurgitate that, mm-hmm. right? But then you have some that add to it and be like, no, I show love every day, yes, but I want to show a little extra today.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Keish taught me. So Keish was saying,
that's
yeah.
a good woman you got.
I agree. She was saying, because my whole thing was, I'm not going to let society dictate to me when and how I should love my wife.
Right.
Keish was like, I understand that. And yes, you do love me every day. However, I like Valentine's Day and I would love to feel even more appreciated on this day.
Mm.
So for the first 4 years, I was
like,
I'm
going to make you my
lawyer. For the first 4 years, I was like, nah, whatever. But Priscilla
Shira.
She did this sermon one day and she was like, men are so stupid. She was like, Valentine's Day is the easiest brownie points a man could get.
Say it again.
It's the easiest brownie points you could get.
Mm-hmm. Y'all listening?
She wants to feel loved on that day. Make her feel loved. You in her good books for at least one day.
Right.
If you do that on Valentine's Day. And she said, and I was like, you know what? I can't lose from getting Valentine's Day right. One.
There you go.
And two, if it's important to her, it's important to me as well. And so since she likes Valentine's Day, I started after year six, making the effort. And when I say year six, I mean,
I'm sure you made up for all of them years.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm getting there.
Okay.
But yeah, so to my man out there, yeah, we may say I love you every day, but make the extra effort. You know, if it's important to her, do it. If it's not, then great. But if it is, make the effort. It'll pay off in the long run.
I like that you said that because, whew, boy, I had an experience of myself along those lines. And I'm like, You realize I like to celebrate everything.
That's
right. I am too.
Right? And I'm like, you can literally, the Solomon's has fresh flowers every weekend. You can just get something from there. You got a box of chocolate. Like, you could do, like, I just don't understand why I got to explain this to you. And then explaining it just makes me be like, you know what? I don't want nothing anymore because you ain't doing what I need to. But then when I tell you, I can go find somebody else who can do the thing so you can get mad.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But I'm happy that you said it in that way, and hopefully, like, a lot more guys that are listening understands it's the little things for the women's stand, man. It's a little thing.
And you literally can't go wrong. No. You can't go wrong getting Valentine's Day right, unless you get it wrong.
Well, there
like, if she don't like chocolate, don't get a chocolate.
But and some people don't like chocolate. Some women don't like flowers, exactly. Right? Because me saying the flowers, I like flowers and I like plants. So, I mean, go save the flower, get me the plant. I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. But I also like the flowers. We got another phone call. My gosh, look at y'all. Okay. good day and welcome to the happy hour. Hi.
Good day. You're inspiring the same person to call back.
I hope you ain't mad at me.
I ain't mad.
Okay. So where are we going? Real. You can keep it real.
I have two questions.
Oh, you sure you can behave? Because this is the show I hang up on people.
I beg your pardon?
I said, you sure you can behave? Because this is the show I hang up on people if you don't behave.
Well, if you call reality disbehaving, I will disbehave.
Okay. Wonderful. My finger ready. Let's go.
Okay. Now, okay. Could there be a good human without Jesus in their heart? And second question, could a marriage work without Jesus in it?
I thought we addressed that one when I was doing my whole diatribe thing. So your first question is a moral question. I mean, no, moral isn't unique to any particular religion. You know that. Your second question, again, that goes not only from moral but to practical nature. And we've seen where there could be good marriages in other religions or whatnot. So that is a yes to both of your questions. But that's outside of religion and more so a moral or the absence of such.
Okay, without religion, could there be like a good marriage or a good person?
I literally just said in the absence of such. So that's with it or without it. That goes into human nature.
Okay, so that means a person who is a Christian and one who is honest, and a person who is not a Christian who is honest, could that marriage work?
So I think, again, we go back to the moral positioning that we took. That in some of these instances, that's a moral argument, and moral can exist without religion. And what you're proposing is that a union between somebody who is Christian and somebody who is not Christian but are both good people. I think
No, okay.
Are bad people? That's what you said?
No. This is based on two honest people.
Right.
One
is an example of moral.
The other is a Christian. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you, could that marriage work? You got two honest people in line to each other. Did that marriage work?
So again, I think we had addressed that when you called earlier, to say that if those two persons understood what their limitations would be based off of their belief, being one Christian and not Christian, that is their choice to go ahead. You just said that they're both honest people. That goes back to the moral argument. And so again, if it's their choice to be together, understanding their challenges and their limitations.
But under the Christian standard, that will be outcast for the mere fact that
I'm not sure if they would be outcasted or whatnot like that, because it goes up into the interpretation. A lot of persons are hard and fast Christians, and some people are a little bit more liberal in their understanding in that. And yes, there are, and I think I did say that as well, that there are relationships with persons who are Christian and not Christian, who are Christian and Muslim, who are Christian and Hindu, who are Christian and atheist. Those things do exist. Some persons may not just wish to engage in those connections.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, what I'm saying to you is that if you find that, right, true love, you know, love is stronger than any faith, right?
Depends on who you ask.
Because when persons get on, they throw everything out the book, right?
Again, that's human nature, huh?
Yeah. So that means if these two individuals, when they go, like, let's say one is a Christian, the other one is a heretic. So when these two individuals get together and they go into, like, say, well, a church, and the church knowing that their mandate is to be, quote unquote, equally yoked. I don't know what that means, but
what I want to do is because I think this particular conversation could benefit from those who are professionally trained in theological arguments. I think that's where we would need to take that, and necessarily not on this particular platform, because I think you and I would have a longer conversation about this, because we're saying the same thing in multiple ways.
So that means I'm going now. that means love don't really work, and that is.
We did not say that. You were saying that by virtue of you actually calling somebody who's not Christian heretic, you're approaching this from a negative perspective. So I would prefer not to follow through with this because you are expressing a biased opinion right now. I appreciate your feedback, and thank you so much for calling. Okay, you have a great day. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I don't say it too much on this show because I try to be very humble. I have spent quite some time in school. I am a student of philosophy, of theology, and psychology, and a lot of other things. This is the space for us to talk about life and the good stuff in life. Those types of conversations we can start it, but sometimes when we do not wish to be flexible in our thinking to learn from others, and it's okay to disagree, that's mm-hmm. quite fine. But when we reinforce negativity, we wonder why life cannot get better. We have to self-examine, right? And we have to be open to learning from other people. So, caller, I thank you so much for calling. And in another platform, we could go at this for hours. But I only have 6 minutes left on this show. And I really want to get back to my guests because, boy, I like that type of conversation. I really do. I've had that conversation with my Muslim friends, my Hindi friends, my Christian friends, my atheist friends, my agnostic friends. Trust me, I have gone down that road many times. So I would be pleased to actually discuss that with you. But we have to look at your positioning. Anywho's. Lady and gentlemen, we have about 5 more minutes, and I know that y'all have some, you know, some advice, right? We went over how do we look at the dating scheme, right? Mm-hmm. But when I say scheme, I don't mean that it's a bad thing, because right now I'm trying to figure out, my boys say heretic, that's negative. So when I say scheme, is just how you approach things, like yeah, how the market is set up and all that good stuff. I'm just clarifying for my listeners as well, right? But when we're talking about trying to remain positive, because we've spoken about, well, how to put ourselves out there.
Yeah.
But for some people, like I've talked to somebody, she says she's been looking for somebody for like 5 years. And I don't know what to say to her. I told somebody like just last month I had 8 men who I had to be like, y'all ain't making sense, leave me alone. And she was like, 8? I was like, yeah, 8. And I was like, I ain't even talking about the ones who actually didn't have the guts, because that was yesterday. I had an older fellow come up and he was like, I wish I could try, but I didn't know if you would say yes or no. I mean, like, shoot your shot, buddy. That's what I told him.
Yeah.
Right? If you're serious, let me see. Let's show. And then that's where they fall down. Mm-hmm. But so what do you tell to the person that has been trying to do the things that you said, but they've been on the dating market for some time? Like, what do you do then?
Honestly, this is that's a hard pill to swallow. I have a friend like that, actually, in the States, who is dealing with this right now. Woman of God, loves God, and has been out there questioning God, why? Why can't I just find, why can't you send the right man to me? These ones who are on my trail now, they ain't making no sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I study in scripture, I doing these things, I show myself friendly. Honestly, I would just say you have to keep hope alive, one, don't ever give up hope. If you are a Christian, notice I say, if you are a Christian and you believe that God can answer all prayers, continue to pray. Don't lose hope. Continue to pray. And continue to work on yourself. I know this is generic, right? People say, oh, work on yourself. But no, seriously. Mm-hmm. Continue to, because sometimes, and I get this from my mother-in-law, she says sometimes, if you've been out there making yourself available to men for 5, 10, 15 years, and no one shooting a shot, sometimes it could be you. And the real thing may be, Am I the issue? Like, is how am I presenting myself?
Right.
How are my conversations?
Yeah.
Am I always with a guy who, does it look like I'm with a couple? Like,
so right there, yes. Okay. I want to make sure people who are listening in, girls, women, we be shooting ourselves in the foot. Because when you go out with your good guy friend or even your cousin, my Lord, I have gone out with my cousin and the people Sam say that they didn't approach because they thought he was my man.
Yeah.
I was like, we literally look alike. They was like, that don't matter, but it's in the Bahamas, babe. Everybody look like, you know? We have to look at things like that. So check, let's continue. I think we're going with that. Uh-huh.
Yes. And then another thing I would say is to continue to focus on those friendships, right? Because you might say that there's no guy who's been shooting a shot at you. Because there's no guy who came to you and said, hey, can we go on a date?
Right.
But I'm sure you may have 3 or 4 male friends. And I'm not sure, but one of them might already have an interest in you.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have an interest in them and don't even realize it yet, right?
That's why you plant them seeds.
Yeah, so focus on yourself. Continue to do that. Don't lose hope. Never lose hope. Without hope, you have nothing.
Yes.
And then continue to work on yourself. And then also look at those friendships once again. So don't approach that guy over there as, oh, he's sexy, I'm going to talk to him.
Right.
Approach him, oh, I like to befriend him, get to know him a little better and see what's going on like that.
So there you go.
So that's what I would say.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, time flies when you're having fun. It's time to go.
Oh, no.
So what would be your closing remarks, your closing tips? What do you want to tell the people?
I would just say continue to build yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who is looking to be in a relationship or be in a marriage, what does the Bible say a wife is?
Right.
Right? And you have to show yourself to be a wife sometimes before you even get there. Sometimes mm-hmm. we get in the situation and it's like, okay, we're learning now.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times for those who have a longer waiting period, then you have more time. You have an advantage because you get to build during that waiting period on how to be a wife. You get to present yourself as a wife when you meet that husband,
mm-hmm.
As well as understanding that sometimes God has us in a waiting period for a reason. And a lot of times we can look to him to see what our purpose is. Why am I waiting so long? Or what am I supposed to do in the meantime? While you have me waiting here, God, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? And not focus our lives on being with a man or looking for a man. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to focus on what is it that God has set out for me to do. And then the man just comes along when you're not expecting it, when you're not looking, when you're not so focused on it. It just kind of happens for you. So don't give up hope.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, Jaro.
I would say to just throw away the checklist, throw away the rule books, except for the moral ones, right? and just enjoy time, enjoy people, enjoy your singleness, and enjoy the presence of other people, and really hopping on working on that those friendships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my pastor always says that we take things too literal, make things too serious. Like, let loose, enjoy life, enjoy relationships, enjoy going out with your male coworkers, mm-hmm. enjoy going out with your female coworkers. Like, just stop making it so complicated. Stop making it say, oh, he's 6'1", but his shoes ain't clean. Mm-hmm. When Keish met me, I could not dress. And if she judged my outward appearance, we would not be together today. So throw away that checklist. But last thing I have to end on is, marriage was made for Christians.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah, right? So one cannot, sorry, I know we were supposed to go there, but one cannot throw away the rule book to marriages and expect to succeed in a marriage. You wouldn't get an iPhone and throw away the instructions and treat it like an Android. It's not an Android.
Right, right.
So I say that to say, go to the man who created the institution, ordained it, mm-hmm. and ask him for guidance. That's for singles and for those who are with a person. Yeah.
Listen, lots of food of thought that y'all have given us today. Thank y'all so much to Jaro and Keish for coming on today. We truly were edified for everything y'all had to share. I feel like we could have gone on for another hour.
Honestly. Hey, honestly, welcome us back. We'll be back happily.
I love that because I think we need to share more tips out there.
We can do that. We can do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra. Stay tuned for the rest of the programming and make sure you catch me next week, Saturday, and I'll be back on Monday with the Morning Blend. Have a good one. Stay safe.